of the postgame show by the head coach of the Mac Lady Cardinals, Tim Copeland. 24-2 in the regular season. They now get set for the Region 16 tournament this weekend. And coach, a straight set win over Lewis and Clark. What'd you see from your team in this one?
I thought there was some good ups and downs a little bit, but I think for the most part we had it under control. And we was talking pretty good, moving pretty good. I mean, every team you play is going to get a few points on you, but I thought we was in control from the beginning. I thought they felt like they were feeling kind of comfortable and confident again, which is all I was trying to get out of this, is make sure we're injury-free and make sure we're feeling confident going into Saturday that we're back.
Got a lot of players onto the floor tonight that maybe in a region game earlier in the year we would not have seen. Courtney Tatum getting some minutes here, Olivia Steele as well, and Addie Donzi. Was that just to get them out on the floor and get them ready in case they have to come into action in postseason?
Well, it's like Addie's just a sophomore. I want to make sure I got her some time. Mm-hmm. It was more about, I said, if you miss a serve, you're coming out. So a lot of misses serve in the back row. I wasn't going to put her in anymore. I mean, you know, side of the middle, Olivia served a third game because she missed her. You know, it's like, so just trying to, Courtney is valuable to us. You know, if somebody goes down, she's off the bench next middle, did a good job. Need to get a little reps in case we're going to have to ever, you know, Saturday. So for the most part, it's more about make sure all the sophomores get to play. And then also, if you want to miss serves, because we can't miss serve Saturday, you know, we missed 8 or 9 tonight. So that's the one thing I don't want to do. And after the second game, I said, if you miss, you're coming out. So that was kind of why that happened.
How do you not change that mental mindset when they're on the serve line, but how do you kind of fine-tune that for Saturday?
Well, I mean, I want to serve aggressively. We're going to have to serve aggressively to beat teams, and we do. We serve pretty aggressive, but if we miss a serve, the next person can't miss, you know, or if we've already missed two, we can't miss three. My goal tonight was you have one missed serve per game. That way, if you hit a ball out, you're still tied. You know, if you miss a serve and you hit the ball out, now you're down two. So I'm gonna give them one missed serve a game, and we serve pretty aggressively. I mean, I don't know how many aces we have, but more than errors. I mean, so it's one of those deals where, you know, it's I want to be able to serve to get free balls or to get aces, but I, you know, you can't miss 3 and 4 a match, you know, or a game set. So it's more about just making sure they know what the time is. It's not 1-1. It's 24-23. We're not gonna miss, you know, like that kind of thing. So I think they'll be okay.
You think this team's ready for the region tournament Saturday?
I hope so. I think they will be. I mean, I think they kind of get up for better team, you know, like the teams we're going to play. If it's a ranked team, if it's a team we got to beat to keep going on, I don't know. I mean, so far this year, you know, we're 24-2. We've won some ugly games, you know, not pretty, but found a way to win. You know, even a few weeks ago, Jeff Coherent 5, we could have lost. I mean, we won 15-11 or whatever it was in the fifth game. We could have lost, but we didn't. You know, the West Plains game, we didn't have to win to still be first, so maybe mentally there, I don't know. I'm not blaming that on that because they still should play. But when we played number 7, played number 18, played any good teams in our play, you know, we've won and look good. So I'm hoping that's the mindset, is they're going to be ready to play. And they looked okay tonight. I mean, I think they're okay.
Well, good luck coming up on Saturday. You'll have either West Plains or Jefferson. You've had a chance to see them twice. How do you feel the region's looking coming into the tournament?
Well, I mean, you know, West Plains at home is going to be tough. You got to play them. You know, I think Jefferson's defense is better. They played us better here. You know, I think defensively it's a better matchup for us against West Plains. But West Plains, with their talented outside, their libero, and at home, you know, both of them are going to be a high match. You know, you got to play right. If we play like we did at our tournament, we play like we can play, I think we'll be okay, but we got to play that way. You know, we can't miss 7-8 serve. We can't take and hit 5 balls. You know, you can't give those teams a 10-point game, you know, 10 points a game, and then expect to win 25 to whatever. So, you know, they're going to have to understand the concept, and I think they will. I mean, this group so far, I can't be too hard on them because we're 24-2, and they've won games they needed to win, big games, and to get themselves first in the district, or first in the region, they had to win games. So I'm going to rely on them and trust them to come out and play like they're supposed to play, and we'll see where it goes.